That's brilliant.
I just like recently woke up, so I'm trying to like.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, but when you go to bed at 8 a.m. I was fapping a bit.
You are why we can't have nice things.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Prototype. I am Jamie J.J. Johnson, and I am joined by...
My God.
What the fuck? Okay, that even caught me off guard, people. And we are here for another episode, and we have just had E3 has gone by the last week there. So we are doing a big ol' recap. And this E3 was phenomenal. This is what an E3 should fucking be. The last couple of years have been very lackluster. Even when announcing the consoles, it was like, yay, new consoles, and like two games that I'm excited for. This year, it's like every game I'm fucking excited for. So much excitement that I'm actually thinking about getting a Wii U. Yes, I just said it. I'm thinking about getting a fucking Wii U and a PS4. Before the next year when all these games come out. That's nuts, because I had basically said Nintendo's Wii U is dead. I will not buy into it, even though there was like 3 games as of last year that I wanted. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to go through each company here. So Nintendo obviously had a digital event. Microsoft and Sony both had their press conferences. We're not going to really go through what happened at each of them. Like, we can talk a little bit about it, but we're going to go through the games that are coming out for each console, or at least each company, because some are for PC for Microsoft and some are for 3DS for Nintendo, yada, yada, yada. And we're going to talk about what we think about these games. Because most of them are first looks, so some of them we might not even have seen gameplay for. And just to get some hype for this shit. Dodd, what have you been playing? We'll start out with that first.
Well, because the Ghostbusters 30th anniversary was this... I think it was the weekend before last, I started playing the Ghostbusters game again. I've been playing WWE 2K14 in prep for... 2K15, which comes out later on this year. I'm really excited about that. Finished off most of the mini games for Watch Dogs. I actually think there is a remote possibility I may platinum this game, which is an open world game for me to platinum. That seems pretty impressive, I'd say.
The only open world game I have platinumed is Assassin's Creed 2, and that took for fucking ever.
I
want to do it again.
I think mine will probably be Saints Row 4 is the one I've come the closest to. And that game's friggin' awesome. What else have I been playing? Been playing The Walking Dead, the games by Telltale on my Vita. I got Season 2 on there. And what else have I been playing? Some classic virtual console stuff on my 3DS. So pretty much that's all I've been playing recently.
As for me, you know, the usual Final Fantasy 14, I haven't really been playing it much. I haven't been playing much of anything, really. It's mostly been, like, staring at my screen, thinking, what the fuck should I do? Because I have a giant stack of games in my collection, and when I mean giant, I mean about, like, 80% of my collection I haven't even played, and then, like, 20% I played and haven't beat. So I've been sitting around kind of staring at it and being like, how do I tackle this? I did try a recent new MMO. It came out, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? It was very recent. It's called Wildstar. I played until about level 13 because I had a whole bunch of buddies that they play Final Fantasy 14, and because we've beaten all the endgame content now until the next patch, we wanted something else to do. This game is very PvP heavy. It's created by, I believe, 10 of the main members of their team are ex-Blizzard employees that worked on World of Warcraft. And apparently their goal is to make a game that is anything but World of Warcraft. So they're taking all of the good things from it, but leaving behind all the shitty things. This game is extremely PvP based. So it's got an open world, two factions fighting each other, kind of like World of Warcraft. So you can have open PvP just in the world. You have arena matches. You have all kinds of stuff like that. 40-man war games thing where you like have two bases and then you fight each other. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot more to say about it because it's a good game, but I don't like PvP-centric games for my MMOs. Like, I love playing shooters, obviously. So I was going to do a review on this, but I can't give it the attention that it should because I could only get a hold of a 7-day trial. And 3 of those days were blown by me having to go to my brother's on the weekend, last weekend. So, yeah, it's kind of like 4 days to review an MMO that takes actually quite a while to level and is extremely PvP eccentric. I would say everybody should go check it out if you like MMOs and you like PvP, but do it via a 7-day trial. Otherwise, it's a $60 game plus taxes, so like $67 plus a $15 a month fee. Like, it's a subscription-based game, so it's a lot of money to buy into it, so you got to make sure you like it. It wasn't my cup of tea, although I could see how it could be a good game for most people. It's very hardcore.
You thought this game was going to be awesome because you're like, dawg, give me a beta key, get me this, give me that. I'm like,
Well, the thing is that, like, all of my friends, literally all of them, everyone that I play Final Fantasy XIV with is, like, enjoying the living fuck out of this game, and I just can't seem to get into it. I think it's because it's PvP-centric, which most MMO players love that, and I've, you know, the last 10 or so years have played Final Fantasy XI and XIV, which they're mostly PvE. It's all about playing
monsters
against, yeah, and playing against monsters, and the PvP has always been like a very small part of it. And I don't know, I don't like going into a PvP match, getting my ass completely and utterly handed to me, and not understanding why. Like in Final Fantasy, a PvP match, if somebody takes you down, you know why they killed you. In this, it's like, okay, there's 8 versus 8, and I just got wrecked, and I have no idea what the fuck happened. Like, you aren't even sure if you got bound, stunned, paralyzed. Like, you got a million different fucking effects. So it's like, I don't know. For me, not happening. But it is a very revolutionary MMORPG. They use glyphs on the ground for both your attacks and the enemy attacks. So everything is extremely fast-paced. It's almost like a third-person shooter. But anyway, let's get back on to the current subject. That's my mini review of that game, that's rather than doing a full one for review a day, unfortunately. Sorry, Dodd.
That's okay.
I know you wanted some content. But we'll have plenty next year after all of these games come out that we're about to talk about. So I'm going to start with, I'm going to actually go in reverse from what was shown on E3. I'm going to start with Nintendo because I am most excited for Nintendo. Nintendo is coming back, Dodd. Are you excited?
Actually, yeah. I think Nintendo's really smart by only having a nominal presence on the E3 floor and by doing everything digital. I thought it was really stupid the first time they did it. I think it's actually really smart now.
Yeah, the way they constructed their video, which, by the way, everybody can go, you can go on YouTube and you actually look up the Nintendo digital event. We'll throw a link into the description for each of the conferences and the digital event, which it's basically a press conference, but it's just pre-recorded is what it really is. So they can put a lot more effort and thought into it, really. And they don't have some bumbling ass on the stage that's just like, shit, I forgot my lines or something like that. Like, they literally can't fuck up. The only downside is they don't have a live audience to hear how much hype that they actually got. Which, I mean, it's not entirely needed, I guess. So anyway, Well, I'll go through the list of games that I found that are from Nintendo, whether it was from the digital event or just on the floor. I might have missed games. There was so fucking many, and I've been researching to find the games, because obviously I didn't get to go to E3. Maybe next year, right, Dad? Right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, E3? Yeah. Yeah, if I missed any, and anyone knows of games that are coming up that I miss in today's episode, please post it on our Facebook, because this is the first E3 I've been psyched about. I've been watching trailers. I've been researching stuff. So if there's a game I missed, I want to see it. Because even the little games, they look phenomenal. So I don't want anything to be missed. So I'm going to start out with one that caught me off guard. And apparently there's been trailers for this already. Hyrule Warriors. So this is a Zelda slash kind of like a Destiny Warriors. It's if you were playing Dynasty Warriors, but it's the Zelda universe. So a hack and slash... large-scale army battle, but you're playing as Link, Zelda, Midna, some crazy chick with a giant sword that I don't remember her name. I don't think she had a giant sword in her original game.
I'm not sure either.
No, you're not sure? Anyway, so it's a spin on the Dynasty Warriors franchise in the sense that it's got those large-scale battles. You're playing as Zelda characters. It actually looks really good. And when I first saw the trailer, I actually saw it before E3, and then I rewatched it for the E3. But I thought it was a fan-made game, like using a Dynasty Warriors engine. I was like, oh, this is really cool, but this would never happen. And then I find out it was fucking real. So, I don't know, for anybody that's a Dynasty Warriors fan, do you play the Dynasty Warriors games?
Only the Dynasty Warriors Gundam stuff.
Yeah, see, I like those too. I'm really excited for this game. Yes, it's going to be a mindless hack and slash, possibly. Maybe it'll have more thought than I thought.
Well, supposedly Link talks in it, doesn't he?
I haven't seen him talk. I mean, he's got his usual grunts and stuff whenever he's doing moves. So I don't know. The one spin that they're putting into this style is that they're going to be putting a Zelda spin on it. Which by that, I mean, mechanics-wise, there's going to be bosses on the fields. And in true Zelda fashion, the bosses will actually... like, you'll have to kind of figure out how to defeat them while you're fighting. Which is really cool, because Dynasty Warriors has always just been hack through the enemy armies and use your cheapest-ass move to kill the enemy generals. Whereas this is going to be, you know, you can hack and slash through the armies, but then you're going to have these bosses that are actually something you have to think about rather than just sit there smashing a button.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously only for the Wii U, and it's coming out September 26, 2014, from what I've seen on, I think, Wikipedia. I don't think they actually showed a date in the E3. A lot of them didn't show dates on E3. So... yeah, I mean, when that comes out, maybe I'll come over and play it, because I don't want to buy a Wii U just yet, but I'm definitely getting one for the rest of these lineup.
My guess is, depending on when Smash comes out, which is the big reason I cared about the Nintendo presser, Smash for the 3DS is coming on October 3rd, and almost everyone has a 3DS right now, so that's good. But they announced Winter for Smash Brothers for the Wii U.
Yeah, it was holiday.
So my guess is, if you want it, a Wii U, you better be getting it before Smash is physically out. Because I think once it's out, you're going to have a hell of a time finding it.
Anyway, let's talk about Smash then. I'll go way down my list. Where's Smash Brothers?
Only game I cared about from Nintendo, truthfully.
Really?
Yeah,
there's a lot of really fun-looking games.
Okay, I will admit the Yoshi Wool one looks kind of fun.
That is, like, really cute.
But yeah, for Smash, they had an invitational tournament set up, so they invited the best Smash Brothers players to come out and demo the game. They've also partnered with PDP to produce a GameCube peripheral adapter. They actually have a bundle coming out for Smash, which will include the adapter and one GameCube PDP Smash branded controller, which I'm looking forward to. I'm probably going to get it, though. I think I've got like a bunch of GameCube controllers, but I guess if I could get something new, something nice and tight, that'd be nice. But still, though, I'm very impressed with it. Although although there's only one character announcement during E3, and that was the chick from Kid Icarus, whose name escapes me.
Queen or Goddess Palpatina?
Yeah, that's it.
Palpaluna
or something? I don't know.
I think Palpatina might be a Star Wars thing.
Palpatine is the emperor. Okay, anyway, now yeah, getting off track.
I think I fucked up on that one.
All right, so...
Name pending.
Yeah, so name pending Panda Bear.
They also, technically, there was a second character, the Mii Fighter.
Yeah.
So, which is actually three different fighters. So you're going to be able to use your Mii and customize it with three different classes, and then they're going to have, like, up to 16 or something each. Each of those classes will have like 16 different moves that you can equip to it, which is really fucking cool because you can customize your own fighter and have it look, you know, well, not like you, but somewhat like you. Mii's kind of look like you.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I'm kind of looking forward to with this one is they've talked about this thing that Nintendo's basically doing Skylanders with this near field connectivity thing. They're called Amiibos or Amiibos or something like that.
And I actually wrote this down. I was prepared because it's really cool, but you know, it is a gimmick, but Amiibo.
So what these things are, they connect to your devices, and there's going to be an adapter for the Wii U. And what these things do, they can add...
I think it's already built into your Wii Pad, dude.
I'm not entirely sure, because I know there was talk of an adapter for one of the consoles at some point. Really. So, either way. So, they're talking about this, and the idea is you can have this character assist you or give you some kind of a boost in-game.
Or can you... also save stats and stuff, so you can bring it to your friends and be like, hey, here's, you know, my stats. It's basically a memory card in that sense. So it's like a memory card as well as like a power up. But I don't think it's going to be anything game breaking. It's just kind of something fun for them to do, which unlike some of the Skylanders figures look pretty good. These Amiibos, for the Smash Brothers anyway, because there's going to be more games coming out that are also going to utilize this. They didn't say which ones.
They've kind of said Mario Kart, and I think they said something for Yoshi, maybe.
Possibly. But yeah, the Smash Brothers ones, they actually look like really good-looking figures. At least the Mario one that they showed off, it actually had some pretty good detail on it. So, I mean, it might, depending on the price of them, they might be a Nintendo kind of collectible anyway, not even just for the games. Hopefully they're not fucking constantly sold out like Skylanders were originally.
I have a feeling they're going to be in very, very high demand, although I hope there's no ultra rare ones.
Yeah, I hope they don't do anything silly like that. Like, I understand why they could and why it would be, you know, smart and collectibles and blah, blah, blah. But I really don't want to have to hunt those down.
I don't want people to be able to take advantage of it like they would on, say, eBay or something.
Well, yeah, people do that all the time. But that's how society works. Anyway, so for Smash Brothers, I mean, they really didn't show off anything that we haven't seen other than those two characters. They had demos on the floor where people could play both versions, which, I mean, we weren't there, so we didn't get to play them. And I'm of the type that I wouldn't want to play it that early anyway. I'd rather play the final version of a game that I am anticipating that much.
I've heard reports that the lag on the 3DS version is bad, which surprises me.
See, I saw, I looked into that a little bit, and they said on the show floor, they had, like, two matches that were just really fucking laggy, and it was really bad, And then the rest of the day, they were fine. So they're not sure if it was technical difficulties at that time, or it could be all of the different wireless bullshit that is going on at E3. So, I mean, we can't really judge that. Like, we can judge it, but I would judge it as a first look. Like, it's not a completed thing yet, so they could still tweak it. So, really, I'm just saying I'm hopeful. So, moving on to the next game. This one, I don't know if you actually looked into it. They showed a small preview on the Nintendo digital event. It's called Splatoon, which...
Oh, is that that weird game where, like, you're using, like, paint to fight people?
Yeah, so essentially...
That looks awesome!
Yeah, it does. It actually looks really fun. The thing is people might pass this game over because his name's Splatoon. It doesn't really... People might not, like, think about it as something big. Basically, it's like a third-person shooter. It's going to be 4v4 multiplayer online. It might have local multiplayer, but it might not because it uses the gamepad, so you might not be able to have local multiplayer. Don't know yet. You play as, like, squid people who shoot ink. It's, like, bright ink, so it's, like, almost like paint. It's got pretty colors. And you can swim through your ink that you place on the map. So, essentially, the goal of the game is to paint the map your team color, and the other team is trying to paint the map their team color. You can shoot each other, obviously, which then if you kill somebody, they explode into your color of ink. And so as a squid, you can jump into your own color of ink, move faster, it replenishes your ink canister so that you can shoot in human form. And you can jump out, etc. You can hide in it and do sneak attacks. And if you try to walk in the enemy's color ink, it actually, like, slows you down. So you can use strategic points of spraying your ink over their ink so that they can't move to your side quicker. There looked like there was giant ink bombs. There was, like, a launcher to shoot you far into the map if you've gotten real far. It just looks fun. And that's one of the things that a lot of shooters nowadays lack. Like, this looks kiddie, but it also looks like any age could play it and have a fucking blast. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I could say about it that would get people hyped up. I would say, honestly, go look at a trailer for it. Maybe some gameplay, because...
It looks like the competitive online shooter that everybody can get into, because I think it's got enough elements of hardcore shooting, but the fact that you're using, I think it was Terra from Rev3 Games said something along the lines of, you're using paint instead of bullets, and that can be a lot more fun.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it looks like it could be competitive as well as, you know, just random people playing, and because you're just trying to paint the map, I mean, a competitive person will be able to, you know, shoot the other players and win the game faster that way. But even if you aren't good at shooting other people, you can just spray the map. So everyone will be able to have a place in that game. It's got a really cute art style, too. Like, it's not too cutesy. It's stylized. I don't know. I'm really excited for that game. And the thing is, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a big game. So I'm almost wondering if it's going to be maybe a downloadable title for maybe a cheaper price. Even if it's not a cheaper price, though, I mean, it looks like it'd be worth the $60 or $70 that games are now. One of the next ones, I did not write these out in order of the press conference.
That's fine.
Anyway,
man.
Fuck it. There was a Star Fox Wii U tech demo. And by that, I mean... They didn't say it, but they definitely, like, Nintendo knows what it's doing. They teased the damn thing. They had, I think it was Miyamoto, talking about stuff for the gamepad, and in the background, they had a blurred screen, and it was fucking Star Fox. And they were showing off, like, the mechanics of being able to use new inventive ways to use the gamepad for video games. Which essentially, I watched something later on it, which actually, like, confirmed it was Star Fox in the background. And you were going to be able to move your R-Wing with all the analogs, like in the past, like for the Nintendo 64 version. But you remember how you could swap between third person and first person?
Mm-hmm.
So the gamepad is actually going to be that first person view, and the screen will have the third person view. So what you'll do is you'll move the R-Wing around with your analog, and rather than having your aiming reticle be based on your analog, so like to aim up, you'd have to, you know, move your ship up, which was always a pain in the ass tactically in those games.
Mm-hmm.
So now you'll be able to move the R-Wing around with your analog, and you'll be able to aim with the gamepad. So it'll be your aiming reticle, and from what it looked like, it actually looked like it'd be really smooth.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around that, because I always liked moving my plane with the actual weapon. Now, if they had my missiles being controlled by, say, the analog stick, I'd be fine with it. But I prefer to have my machine guns, quote-unquote, or my lasers, slave to my ship, much like a real fighter would.
Yeah, see, I don't know entirely how it's going to work, because they literally did not show anything. It was entirely a tech demo. There might not even be a Star Fox game. They're just showing ways that developers can use the gamepad in a unique and fun way. There better be a fucking Star Fox, is what I'm saying.
Damn right.
Because, I mean, if they got a tech demo for the fucking thing, they can easily make it into a game now. Anyway, so it's very early stages. Might not even happen, but here's hoping. Next game, and by the way, this might be a long episode because there's so many games, and I don't care. I'm excited, so it can be a long episode.
It's good time.
Next game, Mario Maker. It is basically a level designer for a Mario game.
This seems like a no-brainer. Like, this should have come out a lot sooner.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about it and look at this game, the gameplay they showed, you know, game creation play, I guess. It's like, really? Why did they not come out with this, like, fucking probably 10 years ago they could have? I don't know. I'm assuming all of the fan-made games online maybe inspired them to be like, hey, people are making these. How about we make them pay to make these and with our engine? So the unique things about it is you can swap between classic or the current art styles, and you can create a Mario game. The only downside that I saw from the build that they showed off is there doesn't look like there's a lot of assets to work with. So, like, you got the pipes, you got the blocks, you got blocks to get power-ups, the piranha plants, blah, 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 turtles. But it really seemed like it's just the first two levels of the original Mario worth of assets. Like, I didn't see anything special, but that might have just been from what they showed. I hope they add more stuff because, I mean, remember Super Mario World? You had, like, the forest levels with the little caterpillars with the, like, 8 sections or whatever. I mean, if they're going to allow you to design your own Mario game, they have to have everything that has been in Mario games, in my opinion. If not, it would not be worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at least they're giving a game that you can actually toy around with your own stuff officially.
I would have rather they'd given you Mario 1 through 3 creation tools. But it looks like they've got the sprites in there for stuff out of Mario World 2. Yeah. So I'd kind of wonder if you get to choose what you can create. So,
well, either way, what I saw, it's just the classic and the current. I would love all the ones in between as well, but maybe Mario Maker 2.
Or DLC, so they can charge it for it.
Yeah, true. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker is for the Wii U as well. I was not seeing this coming. I really did not think this came out of left field. It's like a 3D puzzle Toad game. Toad as in, like, from Mario World, the Mario universe. It's like a 3D puzzle and adventure game. It's going to have bosses, and each level will have, like, its own kind of puzzle to get through. It actually looks like it could be fun. It's just, it's a different take on the Mario play style. Like, it's not a platformer, per se. Like, it is, but it isn't. I don't know. Did you see anything on that?
I did see the like gameplay for it. It's not something I'd check out personally. I mean, I'd like to know if it's going to be a full retail release or just downloadable for like the Wii U something. So
yeah, I don't know. Like it looks like it could have enough content to be a full release. It's just I think we need to see more about it before we can really judge it. Because as of right now, it's like it looks fun, but I don't know if it's what I'm looking for.
I don't know if it's $60 fun.
Yeah, you never know. But I mean, with Nintendo, generally everything is always fun. It's just, is it worth the price kind of fun?
Yeah.
Next game, Sonic Boom for the Wii U. It's a prequel, apparently storyline-wise, it's a prequel to the new Sonic Boom show that's coming out. It's not a platformer, though, and it's not really... doesn't have the Sonic speed that we're used to. Like, it's not really a Sonic game. It's a co-op beat-em-up adventure, like a adventure-style game. I would closest say it's to, like... it'd be similar to Ratchet and Clank, maybe. So you can have up to two players co-op. And like I said, it's really not like the traditional Sonic game. It's not about speed. It's more about fighting up close with like Sonic and Knuckles. And well, those are the only two characters they really show. But I mean, they're probably going to have Amy and Tails and all the other characters. Maybe Shadow. I don't know if Shadow's in this universe, actually, because Sonic Boom's a new one. It's completely different. Like it's, you can't go into this one thinking, hey, it's a Sonic game, because you're not getting the same experience. It actually looked like it might be decent. Maybe not like a $70 buy, but maybe rent it or pick it up once it's in the bargain bin. Mm-hmm. I think you would get your money's worth if it's in the bargain bin, but it actually, well, I don't want to say that because it did look good. Need more information. That's what I'll say. Need more information. As for the Sonic Boom for the 3DS, it was not the same. It's not as cleverly designed as the Sonic Boom or any of the old Sonic 2Ds with side-scrolling. So it's a 2D mostly, well, not 2D. It's like a 3D, but side-scrolling. It seems like it's trying to be a classic Sonic game, but really failing. Like, did you look at this one?
No, this is another one that I missed.
Yeah, it's basically like the classic side-scrolling Sonic, but not nearly as fast-paced. So it's like not Sonic. This is a pass for me. Like, I'm not even curious to see more information on it. Just because it's, I don't know, it looked bad to me as a Sonic fan.
Drop it in front of me and I'll play it, but...
Yeah. There was two games that, I don't know if they're two in one or what, but, like, the booth that I saw, it's called Project Giant Robot and Project Guard. So I think it's, like, a two-in-one game. It looks like a waste of money to me. Like, even if it was $5, it's, like, looks fucking retarded. That being said, the Project Giant Robot, you can create a robot and fight it against other robots. Project Guard is like a half-assed tower defense thing. If either of those concepts interest you, go look it up. Otherwise, I'm not wasting my time and your time with trying to explain it anymore.
I'm just kind of shaking my head.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking with that one. Next one, Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. This one's kind of interesting. It's a different take on a Kirby game. You use the gamepad to draw lines for Kirby to roll on, so Kirby's not as controllable as usual. He's like rolling around as a ball, and you draw lines for him to roll, like make ramps and stuff, and he just keeps rolling, and you roll him to get him to the end of the level. There's no time limits, at least on any of the levels that I saw. So you can take your time if you need it. It's like a puzzle game, but you can collect stuff throughout the level. So you move them around by drawing rainbows underneath them. It actually looked like it'd be fun. As every Kirby game is. It's just a completely different take on it. So rather than moving him around, then you can like tap him or something to make him move faster to do an attack. And I don't know. That one, I think, more information.
I can't think of any Kirby games that have totally sucked balls, and I don't think this one's going to either.
Yeah, I mean, with a Kirby game, you expect a not a very long game, generally, but you will have fun no matter who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
If you at least give it a chance. I mean, but you can't sit down and be like, hey, it's a hardcore shooter. No, it's a Kirby game. They're literally fun for the sake of fucking fun. Which brings us to the next game, Yoshi's Woolly World. This game looks really pretty. It's a 3D yarn stylized a side-scrolling platformer. So it's like the classic Yoshi game, so Yoshi's Island, etc., where you're playing as Yoshi, and you eat stuff, and when you poop it out, it's a usually an egg in the past Yoshi games. Now it's a yarn ball, because everything is made of yarn, both Yoshi, the world. Unlike Kirby's Epic Yarn, though, rather than each thing being like one strand of yarn, it's actually as though it's like made of yarn plushies. So it's a full 3D yarn figure for everything in the game. It really looks like it's got a very unique art style. And if you don't like it immediately, like if you look at it and you don't like this art style, I really don't think you're going to like the game, because the whole fucking thing is like that. If you're like me and think it looks fucking gorgeous, then I think you're going to like it. As long as you like classic Yoshi style gameplay, you throw your eggs, smash stuff, collect things, get to the end of the level. In addition, it's actually going to have two-player co-op. So you can play as two Yoshis. Like, you and a friend playing as Yoshis. You can eat the other Yoshi, turn him into a yarn ball, and throw him at things. I'm going to throw you in a pit if we play that.
See, that actually seems kind of fun, and it seems less frantic than, say, Super Mario's co-op, where you can just piss each other off more or less.
Jump on each other's heads and shit.
Yeah, so this one I'm actually kind of looking forward to. I like it when if Nintendo does anything right, they do cute well.
They do.
And I think this, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a system seller, but I think it's going to sell well.
Yeah, I mean, the way I see this lineup from E3 is like, they're giving you a couple games that are system sellers, and then they're giving you a whole bunch of games that are like, this game, this system is now worth it because I bought it for this game, but I also have access to all of these other games that are like maybe not as completely and utterly amazing as the one I bought it for, but they're still really good. Next up, which I know this is a system seller, and most people are going to be like, well, why? But the people that love this game, they're buying a Wii U because of it, and Nintendo clearly fucking threw some money at them for this exclusive. Bayonetta 2. It's going to be a Wii U exclusive. Previously, I believe it was on, what, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii? The original?
I don't think Bayonetta was on the Wii, but I know it was on the other two consoles for sure.
Yeah, so like, and this is a like an M-rated kind of game where, you know, it's a hack and slash. I'm trying how to explain Bayonetta.
Like a female Devil May Cry, except more insane.
Yeah, I guess that would work. that being said, all of the Bayonetta fans, you've got two split, like a split down the middle from what I've seen online. People raging the fuck out because they're saying, why is it a Wii U exclusive? We fucking want it on our other consoles. And then you have the other half that are like, fuck, it's on Wii U, I'm buying a Wii U now. So it's kind of like everybody's pissed off, but at the same time, half of them are okay with it, and they're just going to buy the console just for that game. I mean, it's like one of the only M-rated games for the Wii U that I know of, and it actually looks phenomenal, and it's going to come with the original Bayonetta, I think remastered or something they said. Maybe not remastered. Don't quote me on that. I need to look into that. I didn't write that part down. I mean, it's definitely, like, it's clear that Nintendo forked out some money to make this an exclusive. Because, I mean, why else would it only be on the Wii U if it came from the other two consoles originally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to explain that game anymore. So, yeah, on to the next one. There was a fucking Zelda teaser video. It's going to be an open world Zelda.
And it looks really
cool. I don't
even
need to say more. Do we even need to say more? An open fucking world Zelda, man. Like, I know they didn't show much gameplay or anything. It was just kind of like a cinematic scene. But oh my god, I pretty much creamed my pants when I saw this. It was just like, we all want a new fucking epic Zelda for the Wii U. We know that'll sell the damn console. But I don't know what it is about the art style they chose. I don't even know what art style that is. Like, I'm into art. I don't know what it is. It's like a cross between like a realistic, cel-shaded, and something else. And it's just fucking awesome looking. The only thing that I'm like, what the fuck? Why was he wearing a blue tunic?
I don't know. Maybe it's a set of armor, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe you'll be able to customize him and stuff. Maybe. And then again, I think one of his civilian, like when he was a civilian in Wind Waker, wasn't it a blue tunic?
I don't know. So.
Yeah, maybe he hasn't got his garb yet, but then it wouldn't entirely make sense why he's already a badass with, Epona, bows and arrows, some sort of crazy thing that explodes. And anyway. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's open world fucking Zelda. It looks phenomenal. Like the visual. Clearly, we don't have gameplay yet. Next up, we got Pokemon X Blue Purple Y Alpha Omega something, right?
Yeah,
that's what they're at now, right?
Now, didn't I call this name as well last year? Because I remember saying it's going to be Pokemon X and Y. You watch. And then, like, well, what are they going to do after that? Alpha and Omega or something.
What are the actual names? It's a remake of the... It's like Alpha Ruby and Omega Sapphire?
Something like that.
I didn't write the real title down.
I think it's Sapphire Alpha, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that one, though.
I don't know. I think it's Alpha and Omega is what they're actually looking at. But it's a remake of the older games. In the new 3D, like 3DS style, with Mega Evolutions. So there's going to be more Mega Evolutions. So similar to X and Y. Not much needed to be said about this game, because that literally just summed it up. It's going to be good. It's a fucking Pokemon game.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a remake with Mega Evolutions. There'll be some extra content thrown into.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I'm looking forward to it. So it comes out, I think, in mid-November, I think.
This year?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of the dates didn't get shown, so. They mentioned something about Mario Party 10. I didn't see any gameplay or trailers or anything. I remember hearing Mario Party 10, so. I didn't really look into it. Not gonna lie. It's Mario Party. It's the same fucking shit. Yeah. I don't mean shit as in bad. I mean, it's the same thing rehashed in a different way. They're 90% of the time, they are really good. So
they're also the game that destroys friendships.
Yes. Less with the newer games. The older games definitely destroy friendships. We should play Mario Party 3 drunk sometime.
We really should.
We should record it. There was a Mario versus Donkey Kong for the Wii U. I think it's just like a remake / remaster, but for the Wii U. I'm not sure on that. I didn't find a lot of info about it. Pokemon Art Academy is going to be a game where you can draw Pokemon. So it's going to be like Mario Paint, but Pokemon. Which, by the way, what the fuck? They need a Mario Paint for Wii U. That's what they should do. They got a goddamn gamepad that you can draw on. Why is this not in development, huh, Nintendo? And there was one last game, and this is why did I put this as the last one? This is a horrible note to go out on for Nintendo. Power Rangers Super Mega Force for the 3DS. It looked horrible. Like, horrible. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up. It looks very cheaply made for kids only. Like, even I don't even think I would torment a kid by giving them this game. It had a keys concept, so essentially you'll have a little figure that you can open up and it'll have a key in it. You scan that with the 3DS to either maybe get power-ups or get that character. I don't fucking know. It's a gimmick in a game that needed some more attention on the actual game before the gimmick. It just looks very, very cheaply made. Bad animations. Let's move on. I don't even want to talk anymore about that one. From the looks of it, not a buy. So what do you want to do next, Sony or Microsoft? I'll give you the decision.
Let's go to Microsoft, because I think they had a really good press conference this year.
I think everybody had a strong fucking presence this year, but I don't even know which one I enjoyed the most. Nintendo blew out of the gates on the fact that I don't think they're dead anymore. Wii U, originally I was just like, it's going to fucking die. It's going to be horrible. They didn't prove me wrong for quite a while. I mean, what was it? Recently they passed the they've been out as long as the Dreamcast, when the Dreamcast died, and they've had less sales than the Dreamcast. But they're coming back this year, I think. I think, like, the way I see the Nintendo lineup is they're giving it their all, in the sense that either it's an all or nothing. If this does not sell the games, like, it got me to want to buy a Wii U. So if this doesn't get their sales up, they're probably just going to give up. Because, I mean, that's a lot of really good titles. I mean, there's, like, fucking three Marios, a Yoshi game, a Toad game, Star Fox teasers, Zelda teasers,
and
a
Smash.
Zelda game, Smash Brothers. Like, it's, yeah, it should be fine. I think Nintendo's good now.
If I did have anything negative to say about Nintendo, is there was once again a lot of 2015, but I'm willing to wait.
Yeah, I mean, from what they showed, it's like, you know what? The Wii U's are already collecting dust at your place. I don't have one yet.
I've been playing it due to Mario Kart 8, which is a nice way to unwind before going to bed.
Yeah. So it's like, for a lot of people that haven't bought that game, it's just sitting there collecting dust, so I'm sure they can wait another year. Blow that dust off and fucking have a great time next year. So, on to Microsoft then. This game, I can't tell if I'm excited or not. Like, I'm super excited, but at the same time, like, I'm wary. It's called Evolve. It's made by, I think it was made by Valve. It's the creators of Left 4 Dead. And it's going to be for Xbox One, PS4, and PC, but it was shown off at the Microsoft conference. Once we get into the Microsoft and Sony list, a lot of them merge into being for both consoles. Or I might have even put a PS3 one in, or a Sony one into Microsoft on accident. I don't even fucking know. Anyway, so it's a 4-versus-1 shooter versus giant alien thing, monster. It looks really good. I mean, it's all going to be skill-based on how long the matches will last. Similar to Left 4 Dead in the sense of it's player versus player and versus environment as well. So the monster, the person playing the monster is going to be like a small monster, and then it can eat creatures to grow and get stronger, bigger, faster abilities, etc. And those creatures can actually attack all the four human players, which the human players are going to play like a first-person shooter, and there's four different classes, whereas the monster is going to be third-person, seeing like maybe a somewhat behind view over the shoulder. And obviously the point is the four humans have to kill the monster has to kill the humans. There's going to be jetpacks for the players, just four unique classes, but there's actually customization within the classes. So, like, for the medic, there's going to be multiple versions of the medic with different names, people, etc. What are you drinking?
Coke?
I can hear you.
Sorry.
I can hear you, you know, knocking ice around, yeah.
It's delicious.
Anyway, you're just enjoying the listening about the game.
I am.
So, and from what I heard, there's over a dozen maps, 12 classes, which I think is actually four classes, and then they're divvied up into different versions of the class. And then there's at least going to be three monsters, I think. They were kind of touchy on that for information. There's going to be perks to be able to equip to the classes, both probably most likely both the monsters and the people. And then you also get like perks within the game for killing the indigenous creatures. So like if you're a monster, you eat it, you get a temporary power up. If you're a human and you kill them, you get a temporary power up. It looks really fun. I mean, did you see, you saw this?
Yeah.
Clearly. It looks like it's a good time. It's like a Left 4 Dead setting where you're going to jump into a match and just keep smashing your face against a monster or smashing your monster face against people. And in the Left 4 Dead sense, I don't think there's any campaign or anything like that. Like, and not a true campaign. So that's where I'm iffy.
Yeah, and I'd rather have a campaign mode, personally.
Yeah, it's like, it's great to have these multiplayer-only games, but when they're the full price tag, it's always like, you know, I want a campaign experience. You're building this massive world and a lore, but you're not allowing me to explore the lore. I always hate that.
Yeah.
And, like, this came down with Titanfall. I played the beta, loved the game so much that I got past the fact that all of the lore and everything was being told in the multiplayer, and I just kind of went, you know what? Titanfall 2 will probably have a campaign. This game, it's from Valve. Left 4 Dead didn't really have too much of a story. It was played through the levels. Evolve gives me that same feeling where I don't think I'm ever going to get to play through a true campaign.
There'll be something. Like, they'll have lore, and I bet you they'll allow people to explore it. But as anything official, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a campaign from everything that I've seen. But I could be wrong. I don't know. Microsoft also showed off Destiny, which I think last year Sony showed them off, right?
Yeah,
so they're just, you know, they're going to be for PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, which I think is stupid. It should just be for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Fuck the old generation consoles. Drop them off whenever it's the new generation games. You're really enjoying that drink, aren't you?
It's so good. Sorry.
So I've actively avoided information about Destiny until now.
Well, I know there's an open beta on the PlayStation 4 right now, but I haven't got into it yet.
It's actually an alpha build.
Or whatever.
They said beta, but when you actually look at the people streaming it, it straight up says alpha build. It's like, okay. So maybe it's not as far along as we think. But anyway, I avoided this game because they basically did the Fable mentality. The guy that hyped Fable and was a fucking idiot. Do you remember his name?
Peter Molyneux?
That might be it. Basically, where they say all of these amazing advanced things that, you know, never seen before, and then that's complete bullshit. That's where I was getting with Destiny, because they're like, it's going to be an MMO FPS, the first of its kind. You're going to be able to, you know, have an open world that you can do whatever the fuck you want in. And clearly that's not the case, because one, they explained how their game works, and they even showed off how it works, and that's not what those words mean. Basically, it's going to be open world in the sense that there is a hub that you can go to, you can hang out and talk to people, you can decide to go on missions and stuff, but the missions are still set in the sense that it gives you an open world region with multiple objectives within it that you can go and do, and people can drop into the map and help you out or go do their own thing in it. So it's sort of open world, but it's I don't believe it's to the extent that they're saying, because it's still streamlined in the sense that when you go to this region, you're meant to go and do this one mission, but there's other things that you can do. So it's not straightforward point A to point B. There's point A to C to D to E, then to B, if you want. You're also going to have drops and stuff, so you can kill an epic leader of the enemies and you'll be able to get, you know, loot, which in this sense will be weapons, armor, upgrades, stuff like that. You'll level up, so it's got RPG elements. So it is, like, my first take at it whenever I heard about it was, like, I don't want to listen to any of this because I feel like they're going to overhype it and then it's not going to be what I want it to be. So I avoided it until now. See, I watched all of their stuff. Go ahead.
But say, Destiny is the one game, much like you, I don't know a whole lot about it, but it hasn't captured me the way Titanfall did.
No.
And that kind of worries me.
Well, see, the thing is I was the same until I looked into all of it. Like, I basically just went full-blown, looked into everything, started watching the Twitch streams of the alpha. It's got a ways to go, but I'm no longer looking at it as what they announced it as. I'm not looking at it as a MMO, FPS, or anything. I'm looking at it as a cross between Halo and Borderlands. With three classes, you get to level up, you can get loot, you can do stuff like that. I'm not looking at it as an MMO, FPS. I'm looking at it as a RPG meets shooter. Like, I mean,
so it's basically Borderlands.
Yeah, it's kind of like Borderlands with a Halo art style and being able to just drop in and out. And like, it looks like a really good game, but I'm just ignoring hype stuff. All of their hype things, fuck that. Look at the actual game. Because you don't want to get overhyped. Like, I love Bungie. Bungie is fucking amazing. But I hate when, like, I don't like to watch any of their hype stuff unless it's for Halo. They hype Halo perfectly.
Now, there's something I can actually talk about. We should talk about Halo's announcements.
Yeah, I mean, that's down the list, but we can do it now.
Let's just do it now, because that's something that, here's something nobody's
That's why
surprised.
Everybody's listening.
Yeah, well, the Halo Master Chief Collection. Who didn't see that coming a mile away?
I actually didn't.
They've been talking about it for months. I'm just surprised
I've been
how much content is in it. The fact that the multiplayer runs on all the original engines, that's really cool. Halo 2 got a full HD makeover. That's really cool. All your achievements will carry over. Stuff like that, I think. I'm 99% sure of that one.
From what I saw, they're actually going to have a new set of 4,000 gamer score. So,
then
if you
spank
have
my ass, I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's just an extra free. Like, I don't know if it's going to be the same achievements or they're going to add new ones or what, but yeah, they said the disc is going to have 4,000 gamer score because there's four games. So I don't know if it's just going to be like, hey, you've already got these gamer score, you know, it's already there, or if it's actually fresh gamer score for those achievement hunters that are like, hey, my gamer score is over 9,000. Mine's way over that, but I don't care. yeah, I mean, what all did they say there's going to be? It's going to be Halo 1 Remastered, which has already been out. Halo 2 Remastered, which is a new thing. Halo 3, which, you know, it's going to have the in HD, which I believe it already was originally.
Yeah.
Halo 4, which I didn't expect that. It was like, you know, you just recently released Halo 4. Did you really need to throw it into a collection?
See,
it's guessing, appreciated. It's cool.
I guess because they want to get people primed for Halo 5, and the fact that's another big thing.
Yeah, this is Xbox One exclusive is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, all of the games that we've had on previous consoles, we're just going to get it all on Xbox One so you can play through them all. And if you've never played Halos, you'll be able to play all of them and then play the new one. What was the other bonus content? They had like
the Halo 5 beta.
Yeah, there is the Halo 5 beta,
which goes then live on December 26th, I think it is. So
sounds about right.
That's going to be insane. And I'm pretty sure Xbox Live will crash like it always does around that time. So don't know. I mean, I'm excited for it. Plus the fact that the new digital series Nightfall will also be available around that time. I forget and what that's date the, Halo's available.
That's going to be the...
The digital series.
It's the storyline between Halo 4 and Halo 5, right?
Yeah, I think.
It's like a little bridger kind of thing. And there was one other thing. The hell was it? Why did I not write this down?
You get Cortana naked? I don't know. Yes! Anyway, yeah, I mean, looking forward to this in a big way. I mean, I'll probably play through all the games again.
This is becoming a yearly thing for me, playing through them all.
Which, you know, at least they're a fun playthrough and something you can pretty much do. Like, you can do a game a day, and it's something to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll probably either live stream or record this time, since I have access to a lot more equipment this year.
Yeah, I'll probably end up streaming Halo 4 at least, maybe Halo 2. And yeah, so that might be fun. So definitely looking forward to that.
Man, there is so many games. There is one game which is for PC and Mac. And I don't even like the things that I saw about it. It was actually a Screw Attack interview with the guy, and it looked like they were outside of E3. So it was almost like this guy like made the game and wasn't even part of E3. It was like he was sitting in the parking lot telling people about it. It's called, I think it's Hatoful Boyfriend.
Is that weird pigeon simulator?
Yes, it's, you're like the last human on the planet or something. I guess everybody died or I don't know. It doesn't really explain it. And you're courting sentient birds. So it's like a comedic, spin on the dating sims genre. I hope it's like all comedy, because like seriously, dating sim with birds, this is really fucked up. I don't even know what to say about it.
It's sure to be the game of the year.
Have you ever wanted to date birds? This game is for you.
Well, I am
actually the bird this game man. Is for you. You are the bird man. There you go.
See, I'm calling this 2014's game of the year confirmed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Best game of E3.
Best game of the decade.
Best game ever.
That's right. That's what... If there is a collector's edition for this, I'll buy it.
Seriously?
It's fucking weird. Why not?
I'm going you know to ask they're make... at least watch you play it.
Well, you know this game's going to be made in really low numbers. And so, you know what? If there's a collector's edition, I will buy it. I will spend up to $200 on this.
Wow.
Because it is stupid.
You folks heard it here first.
Mike and my wife is yelling
$200 for a Hatoful Boyfriend, or Hatoful Boyfriend, whatever the fuck it is, a pigeon dating sim.
That's right. Because clearly, awesome. I've got my priorities straight.
Moving on, Disney Infinity's Marvel Edition. So basically, Disney Infinity, but with Marvel heroes.
Whoopee-doo.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Battle Cry. It's a free-to-play game. It's a universe with, like, our universe if it had no gunpowder. So it's like an artistic choice for both the gameplay and the look. Mechanical inventions rather than gunpowder. So you'll have swords, crossbows. It's a war-based game. I'm not sure if it's going to be PvP, PvE. I didn't really look at it a lot because the CG looked fucking amazing. And then the actual game, not so much. Kind of bad animation. Not the same art style as the CG. I don't know. It's a free-to-play game, though. So, I mean, go check it out. I think it's actually out now or coming out very soon is what they said. Up next, don't entirely give a fuck, but at the same time, it looks decent. Call of Duty, I don't even remember what their edition is.
Advanced Warfare or something?
Yeah, Advanced Warfare.
You know what it is? It's Call of Duty fighting Transformers with a little bit of Titanfall in there.
Yeah, it almost feels like they're like, hey, fuck, we need to like be as cool as Titanfall. It still doesn't have as much maneuverability and cool shit as Titanfall. So for a Call of Duty game, looks really good. but that's a Call of Duty game. I don't buy them anymore.
I will. I don't know whether I'll get Prestige, though, this year. I mean, I guess if Activision sends me Prestige again, sure. But
I will throw it out there. Their trailer looked pretty cool because the guy got his arm cut off and he was being dragged out of the battlefield and blood squirting out of him.
I'm in it for Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, now if they had a Prestige edition where if you buy it, Kevin Spacey will call you and talk to you for 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Wow.
$200 confirmed. I would pay that for Kevin Spacey.
One of my most anticipated games, only originally I wouldn't have thought that I was going to be like, yeah, another Assassin's Creed. But after watching it, it's Assassin's Creed Unity. So it's going to basically, the reason they called it Unity rather than 5 is it's the unity of their systems of multiplayer and single player. So they finally have co-op. But it's not just 2-player co-op. It's a fucking 4-player co-op. It's going to be based in the French Revolution. From all of the interviews that I watched, they've got a new parkour system. So rather than, you know, trying to build on the old parkour system like they have for all of the last games, they have destroyed the entire system and rebuilt it from the ground up for a new generation, for the new consoles. Which means, basically, rather than having set things that you can actually climb on, you can pretty much climb on everything, is what they said in the interview. It's really your choice of where you want to go and what direction you want to go now. They'll be able to just grab on to almost every little object that is sticking out. Which is really cool, because, I mean, it's been a while since they've actually done an upgrade on the parkour system, in my opinion. Like, they've added in climbing up trees and shit, but who gives a fuck? Now that, like, they've actually rebuilt it. The 4-player co-op, you're going to be able to put in abilities and customize your specific assassin, both for the single player and the co-op, because you can just have drop-in co-op for the missions. And it's going to play into the storyline. So essentially, I don't know. The thing that gets me excited about it is the fact that I can play Assassin's Creed single player with my friends. So rather than having to run around and try to do the PvP stuff, which was fun, but at the same time kind of annoying, we're going to get to go back to the whole Splinter Cell co-op kind of thing, where we're stealthily taking down assholes in whatever way we want, whether we run through and kill everything, or we can try to do an objective of not being caught at, like, not having anybody detected us at all. So I believe this is for Xbox One and PS4. Don't think it's going to be on the old generation consoles. You know what that means? That means it's going to be a good fucking game. So now we have to figure out which console we're all getting it for to play together.
I don't know. I'll probably go PS4. For this one, although this is the first Assassin's Creed that won't have exclusive content for PlayStation.
Yeah, I think it actually is having first exclusives. Like, I hate when they say premier content first on Xbox One. It's like, seriously, now you're getting the content just a week early? That is really fucking petty. This was shown off at the Microsoft conference. But it's going to be for both systems. I'm not sure what I'm going to get it for. Honestly, it really depends on my friends. Cause I'm hoping by then that I'll have all 3 consoles. I'm thinking I might get it for PS4 since I have all the other ones for Sony, unless there is something exclusive that is just like mind blowing for, Xbox. Like, if they say that the co-op is only for Xbox or something, then I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get Xbox, obviously. But I would hope that would be fucking horrible. Anyway, next game.
Killer Instinct Season 2.
Oh, nobody gives a fuck.
Fuck you, dude. Learn to play a real fighting game. I'm excited.
New characters. Yay.
Hey, I'm excited. Well, the engine's solid, so why fix what's broke?
Oh, no, but that's what I mean. It's going to
be new characters.
It's not like we can be like, hey, it's new game and this is how it's doing. It's Killer Instinct, which is fucking awesome. And you got new characters. This is the next game of Killer Instinct. Which, how's that work? Is this just DLC, or is this
pretty
actually
much
a full yeah. game you have to download again.
It will probably
it's just
be
season two DLC.
Yeah, it'll be season two DLC, which
see, I like that.
Yeah.
If Killer Instinct, if the creators of that are doing that, they're just improving their game by adding in stuff via DLC and not being like, hey, it's a super Killer Instinct or super Killer Instinct Alpha. Like, I hate Street Fighter. Seriously, what is with all of the different versions of the game? Just fucking DLC it.
See, I'm looking forward to this because they got TJ Combo. Not a character I would play because I don't like charge characters.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't think like that. I'm hoping they include Riptor. I think they're going to have Cinder is going to be in it. I would love to see them do something kind of fun with what they did with, say, Dead or Alive 4 back in the day. Put Master Chief in there or something. I think that'd be really fun. People are probably like, no! But,
well, I mean, it is like a Microsoft exclusive, so they could.
I think that'd be fun.
I think it would be a fun thing to put in there. Yeah, I mean, those are the only characters you know of as of right now, right?
Those are the ones I know of as of right now.
Yeah, I didn't really look into it because it's like, new characters, cool. They'll announce more soon, so it's like, I don't usually go into them. All right, so you know what? I actually lied earlier. We're not going to do one really large episode because we don't want to talk your ear off forever. So this is going to be releasing either today, which is Monday, or tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And we're actually going to make this a two-parter because there's just so much information for this E3, unlike last year where we managed to do it, I think, in one episode. Because we're about halfway through the list, and it's already been almost an hour, I think. So we're going to wrap this up and have a second part on Thursday. So if you've enjoyed it so far, I'll give you some keynotes for the next episode, I guess. We're going to do the other half of Microsoft games. Yes, we only went through half of them. And we didn't even do all of the good ones either. Like, it sounded like we did, but there's still, like, The Witcher 3. There's Rise of the Tomb Raider, which was a new release. And there's a bunch more. I'm not going to spoil them yet.
Mass Effect 4!
That wasn't in there.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
There was a teaser anyway.
Oh, okay. And as for Sony, they have tons of games as well. And remember, a lot of these games that are with Sony and Microsoft, they're interactable. They're generally on both consoles, but they're usually not on the Wii U. Sorry. Couple highlights for Sony for the next episode. Alien Isolation. I know Mike just creamed his pants.
Oh, yes.
Uncharted 4. Anyway, so that's going to be it for this episode, part one of E3. Stay tuned for on Thursday. We'll release a second episode, which is the other half of all the extra games. And we'll do a small segment on our thoughts, our favorites, favorite game for each company that's going to be coming out and what we're really looking forward to. So I've been Jamie JJ Johnston.
I've been Mike the Birdman Todd.
And fuck, I have to buy a Wii U.